this is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to A Progressive Life. And we talk about all sorts of things that are going on in politics and elsewhere. I did hear that not very many, well, we didn't have a real good show at the League of Women Voters. I don't know why. Apparently, a couple of the Democrats didn't show, and several of the Republicans didn't show. I feel bad for the League of Women Voters because they work so hard to do a good job. I was on it twice. I've run for two different positions, and the last one when I ran against, when I ran for a state representative, it was a pretty good crowd that was there. We've been talking about it around the station. Quite often the crowd is made up of of well-wishers for some of the candidates, and they get a little out of hand, you know, and boo the opponent. And they really don't boo too often, but it does seem to be kind of one-sided sometimes. If I didn't bring any of my fans, not that I had a whole lot of fans, but anyway, I didn't bring any of mine. But I enjoyed being on that. They asked some good questions. I tried to answer honestly, and I think it was important to do that show. So I'm sorry that several of the potential candidates didn't show up, but they have another chance. Tomorrow night, WWGH is going to have I think we're calling it Candidate Forum, and at 6 o'clock, we have not gotten a whole lot of response. Matter of fact, I'm not sure that we have any Republicans that have responded yet. We've invited everyone that was a candidate. We do have an independent, and we have a couple or three of the Democrats. So we will be talking about positions that people should or would like to see them stand on. The phone line will be open, so you can call in if there's something you'd like to find out from one of the candidates. We would appreciate it if you'd make it a short question, not go on and ramble on about things that don't seem to make any sense. We'd like you to make it fairly short. Ask it succinctly. I'm not good at that word. We will try to get answers for you. If you have any questions that you'd like us to ask, you might email them to Scott Spears, we'll try and get them on the air. Go to WWGH, and you can email us there and ask. We'll try to ask the questions that you have. You will please excuse my voice today. I am so stopped up right now. It comes and it goes. I don't know why, but right now I am so stopped up I have to breathe through my mouth. And so that makes it a little hard for me to talk as well as breathe. So I'm trying to do both at the same time. I'm going to talk today. Well, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite television shows, series ever. And it was called The Newsroom. It was only on for three seasons. Aaron Sorkin was the writer of it, and he did a fantastic job. I like his stuff. He did. I think he also wrote. Was one of the writers, main writers for West Wing. But he has kind of an interesting way of writing. It's very staccato, and it's very right to the point. He doesn't beat around the bush, and I really enjoyed The Newsroom. I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit, and you're more than welcome to call in if you have any questions or if you'd like to make any statements about it. What we're doing right now in the Middle East is kind of crazy. Our phone number here, if you'd like to write it down, which reminds me, tomorrow we will have Swap Shop. At this time, we will be going from 12:15 to 1 o'clock with Swap Shop. You can call in if you have something to sell. You can call in, and the number You can write it down for today or for tomorrow. The number is 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again. 740-383-WWGH, which is 9944, if you look at your phone. But we'd love to have you call. We've been averaging about nine calls every for the first 2 weeks, which was pleasantly surprising. And I hope we have a similar number tomorrow. I know we got rid of one kitten. I hope we got rid of a couple more, and we had some dog or some bunnies, and that call didn't come back in yesterday or last week. So I'm hoping we got rid of some of those. And we've had lawnmowers. We've had what else have we had? Well, we've had a lot of things that we've tried to get rid of. We would appreciate it if you didn't advertise automobiles or really anything that requires a registration. Guns, automobiles, boats probably, because I think they have to be registered. Anyway, hope you call tomorrow. But you're welcome to call today, too, if you'd like to weigh in on what we're doing right now. I'm really having a hard time even breathing right now. My nose is so stopped up. I'm very sorry if it sounds terrible. Things that are going on in the news, kind of scary where we are right now in the news. The news is full of, I guess, bribery, lies. Everything bad that you can have going on in the government seems to be going on in the government. Now, I'm not going to say all of it is true. I don't know. I don't have the information right in front of me. Nobody's confided in me on what is true and what is not. But it seems like there are a lot of expert witnesses that are coming in and saying that, in fact, we kind of tried to bribe the Yugoslavian government into digging up dirt on Joe Biden's son, and also on a conspiracy thing where Yugoslavia had the server that was instead of Russia. And like Nancy Pelosi says, all the roads seem to lead to Putin. If you don't believe that, I understand. There are a lot of people that are poo-pooing that sort of thing, but I think if you look at pretty deeply into all the facts about what's going on, you'll find that even my Republican friends are starting to see that there's something going on that is kind of stinks. There are some dead fish in the refrigerator, I guess. Anyway, let's talk about I don't know if you like the show West Wing. I like any show that has anything to do with political stuff. I like Madam Secretary. I liked House of Cards until they started killing people. I'm not a big fan of watching people get killed on TV. I did watch Moore, his show, Bowling for Columbine, I guess it was the name of it. And that had some pretty hard to watch scenes in it. One man blowing his own brains out. Well, there was a whole section of accidental gun killings, or maybe not so accidental. I'm pretty sure that one where the guy shot himself was an accident. There was a young man who was standing in front of police waving at them, and they shot him in the gut and killed him, I guess. They don't ever say whether he was dead or not, but there's an awful lot of horrible things going on, and there's plenty of bad news going around for just about everybody. But I wish we could find a way to be more civil with each other. I don't understand And probably the reason why I don't understand is I was brought up by parents who would never have understood this. Now, both of my parents were Republican. When I was very young, Eisenhower is the president, and he was a pretty straight shooter. Our entire family were Republicans until Nixon came along, and that's when I kind of changed. My folks stayed, I believe, remained Republicans. But anyway, I wish we could find a way to listen to each other. We just don't listen, and I think that's important. And the show that I'm talking about that I really loved was called The Newsroom. And like I said, it was written by Aaron Sorkin. And the opening scene is an anchor from this television news station, and he's in he and two other reporters are talking to students at some university about their jobs and stuff like that. And one of the reporters is very right-wing, and the other reporter is very left-wing. And this moderator is what I would consider, he's not really middle of the road. He really is a Republican. He really leans right, but he's a thoughtful person. He thinks about things. And they keep asking, what do you think about the United States, the best country in the whole world? And they keep kind of badgering him about it. And they at one point, it's even pointed out that I'm reading it right now, excuse me. It's pointed out that America, the reason why America is so good is because of its freedom. Well, he jumps in finally, and he's obviously thinking about his answers, but really he doesn't want to get terribly involved because his ratings, now you find out this later, his ratings are based on what people think about him, and he's kind of a ratings hawk. He really tries to get the best ratings he can. And you'll find out later in the show that once he becomes more honest, his ratings drop, which really is kind of where we are now. If you're honest, there's a group of people that just don't want to hear you. If you're not honest, they'll buy that. But anyway, he points out it's not just that we have freedom. We're not so star-spangled awesome, as he says. He points out that there are other countries that have freedom. Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Austria, Belgium, they all have freedom. There are 207 sovereign states in the world. Like 180 of them have freedom. And so that wasn't the reason why the United States was the best country in the world. And this sorority girl stands up, and unfortunately he throws most of his vitriol towards her. Not because she's a sorority girl, but he just finds it totally ignorant to say that the United States is the best country in the world. He says, and I'm going to read a lot of this to you, because he says, absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in medium household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, and most of them are our allies. I love that line. I'm not sure that those numbers hold up. This show was on, probably 3-4 years ago. That was when this particular show was on. It lasted for 3 years and went off the air. They just quit writing. I think they ran out of ideas for shows because they pretty much covered everything political in the first 3 years. Excuse me. But some of those numbers, I'm sure, have changed, but a lot of those numbers are still holding pretty close to that as far as where we rank in different things. I know we still rank number one in the number of incarcerated citizens per capita. I don't know the one about the number of adults who believe in angels. And I know that we are number one in defense spending. So all those things are quite interesting. But most of them that are where we're number one are not things that you really would be terribly proud of. Maybe you could be very proud that we're number one in defense spending, but do we need to be ahead of 26 other countries? We're number one, which is equal to the next 26 countries combined. Now he does point out that it's not this young lady's fault that all these things are true, but he basically says this is the worst generation for thoughtful politicians. There just aren't people that are thinking right now about what is real and what is not real. Then he stops and he says, but we sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed and struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were. And we never beat our chests. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and cultivated the world's greatest artists and world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, and we acted like men. We aspired intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves with who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easily. And we were able to be all of these things and do all of these things because we were informed by great men who were revered. The first step in solving any problem is recognizing that there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. That's what he says. And that is kind of where I have stood for several years. I am patriotic. I am very happy that I was born in the United States of America. I am happy that I served my country as a soldier. I am happy that we have a good economy, not the greatest economy, and right now it's not perfect. It's kind of sliding a little bit, but I am nonetheless very happy. I think being proud in your country is one of those things that you have to be careful of. During World War II, there were lots of Japanese that were proud of their country, and there were lots of Germans that were proud of their country. So you have to temper it with thought. You have to temper it with what you want for your world, and not say we are the best, so we're going to tell you how to do things. I think we have a problem right now with our leadership, who is, they call it a populist leadership, where making America great again, I'm not sure, is necessarily the best background for our government. it would be different if making America great again meant we were going to care about the rest of the people in this world, and that we were going to care about our neighbors that live right here in the country. But it seems to me that making America great again means money. That's all it seems to me right now. And it hurts me, having run for office and my opponent had $160,000 and I had $3,000. But that was my fault. I'm not a good fundraiser. But the fact that I was told I needed at least $100,000 to win the position of state representative, which was probably true, that breaks my heart. Does it not bother you that the thing that is winning right now is money? That's the only thing that seems to be of concern. We give tax breaks to the top 1-2%, I don't know how much, but we give tax breaks to people that need a tax break like I need another hole in my head. And we don't help the people that could use it, which is even economically backwards. If you gave the money to the poor people, if you gave the break to the poorer of the people and took it, squeezed a little bit out of the upper class, maybe the money would get spent, which would increase the value of being an American. It would increase our economic position if we would spend more of that money. There is a guy, and I wish I could remember his name. He did TED Talk, and they wouldn't allow him on because they felt it was too political. But what he basically said, he owned a company and he was a multimillionaire, and he said, I can only buy so many cars. I can only buy so many houses, and then the money just goes to my kids or it goes in my account and I die with it, which seems logical if you think about it. You don't really increase the economy of the United States by having $1 billion in your checking account or whatever. Trickle down has pretty much proven not to work. Now, I don't care what you say. If you're a big Reagan fan, you probably still believe in trickle down, but it just has not worked. And I think that can be proven by several economists, by most, I would say, that the trickle-down idea just has not built our country up. And the fact that we have Citizens United, where we are making corporations humans or beings or whatever you want to call it, but we're making corporations have the same rights as a human being. There aren't, the word lynched has gotten into the vernacular again because of people, Trump said it was a lynch job on him, the impeachment movement. I'm not going to go there. That's not an argument I want to have, but that's something you can't do to a corporation. That's why corporations shouldn't be considered equal to humans. Humans can be killed. Humans can die. Humans can get diseases. Well, I suppose computers get diseases, but they're not the same as a human disease. They don't take life. And they, if they can't be fixed, they can be scrapped, and no one is the wiser. But corporations have no true feelings. Now, you can say, oh, their board members have the feelings, and their stockholders have the feelings. The feelings of the board members and the stockholders, if you're being honest, their feelings is, how much money am I making on this? I know I look at my 401k just about every day to see whether it went up or it went down. My 401k is doing fine, but it's not doing great like some people would have you believe. I work very hard to get every penny I can out of it, but I'm not possessed by the God of money. You do know the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, and we have certainly found where the love of money has come from. This anchor on the newsroom says, we used to build great things. We had ungodly technology. We used to stand for moral reasons. We waged war against poverty, not against people, and not against poor people specifically. I often found it a little berating to say we had a war on drugs. I understand what that meant, but it wasn't like the wars that we fought on the beaches of Normandy or the wars that we fought in the trenches during World War One. Human beings died there. The war of drugs, I understand there are human beings that die in but to call it a war, I don't know. There was another war that I noticed that we have a memorial for in one of our cemeteries that I found. The real wars are things like World War One, World War Two, the Korean War, which I know is still a police action, Vietnam, all the wars that are currently going on and stuff like that. The wars are not abstract. The wars are people fighting and dying for hopefully honest and good causes. When we were fighting in World War II, we knew who the enemies were. And they were the people that were putting people in gas chambers. Anyway, kind of a depressing morning. I'm sorry to do that to you. I am going to remind you, though, you can call in if you have anything. And the number is 740-383-9944. And remember that number for tomorrow, because we will have the third Swap Shop on, and it seems like it's going to hang in there. We hope you listen tomorrow. It's kind of strange to have a political show like this one, and then immediately go over to Swap Shop, which is helping people sell their junk. I've got a lot of junk. I really do. I need to bring some of it in and sell it. I don't know if that would be okay. Hey, by the way, also tomorrow from 6 to 8, don't forget, we will have the Candidates Forum on. And we've invited all the candidates, so we don't know right now who all is going to be here. We know we've got three or four for sure. We're hoping that we will get more. And you can ask them. It doesn't make any difference whether you're Democrat or Republican. You can ask them questions. You can be an independent, too, because I know that we have one independent that's going to be here. We're looking forward to having you on. We do have a call, and we'll take this call. You're on the air.
Ron.
Yeah.
You were talking about Swap Shop. You just mentioned it again. I didn't get a chance to tell you. So far, I think it might be gone. We're going to just for a Thursday, because all the people that call in and said they were telling their friends, evidently they haven't got it around. But right now, on Thursday, it'd be like the only day I think you want to try it. Right now, let more people call in.
Okay, I'm having a little hard time calling, hearing you because you have your radio on in the background.
Yeah, hold on. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, say again okay. What you were trying to say there.
Jersey's fine, but I thought more people would call in because everybody said they would be telling the French, but evidently there's nobody calling.
Well, we're doing pretty well with the calls that we've had, and we're toying with the idea of adding another swap shop on Friday.
Right. Well, toying with it. Yeah. But it's just really good.
Well, our problem is that our salaries are so high, and you know that's a lie, we're having a hard time finding somebody that will run the swap shop on Friday. I can't do it, and but we're looking at it, and hopefully we'll get people to agree to it. We'd love to have a sponsor for the show. That would help us get somebody else on Friday.
Yeah, you're right, that would help.
Yeah, and we'd love to have a sponsor. You'd be, from what I understand, you'd be on every hour of every day, and I think it's $75 a week, and you're on all the time. So if you know anybody, pass the word along. It's dirt cheap.
I told several people.
Okay. Excellent.
I did get.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
I did get rid of two more cats.
Did you get rid of two more? Good. So you're down to the kit, the mom, and
the...
Yeah.
Well, it's happening there, but we still got cats.
Okay.
Well, so anyway, I'll be listening tomorrow.
Okay.
And see what's going on.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Bye.
You have a nice day. Oh, boy. I was about ready to cough, and I'm sorry about that, Bob. I'm really struggling with this nose cold or whatever it is. But Bob called in. Now he's gotten rid of two cats, maybe three. I couldn't quite understand. But I think he had four cats, four kittens, and a mom cat that he was trying to get rid of. And so it sounds like Swap Shop's working for him. I hope it works for you. And we'll be on tomorrow from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and we hope you join us. We have lots of fun, especially if we only have like 7 or 8 people that call in, then I can mention it 2 or 3 times, maybe even 4 times during the show, and it gets a little bit better coverage so that people can remember and write down the number and stuff like that. Because when you call in, make sure you know what you're going to sell, obviously. Make sure you give us your phone number. I'm trying to remember what else if you have multiples, mention each thing. We would prefer that you only go up to about 4 things. That's about the max, because I'm writing, and I'm not a very fast writer, and I have to write down all this stuff. So try to keep it to 4 items, and we'll be on tomorrow. And I hope you call in. Well, anyway, we have kind of... exhausted my stuff on that show about the newsroom, but I absolutely love that show, and I have found out that I can now get it with my new. I switched away from the carrier that I was using because they kept raising the price on me. So I've gone to Sling, and I'm able to get it a little bit cheaper. And I can get most of the stations, almost all the stations that I ever wanted to get on Sling. And I also have another service that I was given that allows me to watch the newsroom. And that's why I thought of that show. I watched the first episode of it a couple days ago, and that's what brought this up to mind. And if we could learn to listen to each other and learn to think about what people are saying, it would be so much, we'd have so much finer a world. I really hope that in the near future we can get elected officials that will tell the truth, not just tell what's expedient of them by their boss or whoever. When I ran for office, I found I could, if I told the truth, I never had to worry about remembering what I lied about. And I did try to tell the truth every single time. I was thinking the other day when I was talking to my wife, did I ever tell anybody a fib? And I think I might have one time adjusted my position. And I'm not going to go into what I adjusted, but I adjusted it just slightly so that it sounded a little less controversial. But from that point on, if somebody asked me a question, I told them exactly where I stood. I once had a great argument with one of my students when I was at Ohio University. I had about 20 to 30 students that worked for me, and we would shoot the breeze occasionally. And this one student, who I still am in touch with on Facebook, this one student and I had a terrific discussion about, if you run for office, is it your responsibility to tell them what you believe and govern by what you believe, or is it, do you govern for the voters and what they believe? We had a really good discussion. I'm not even sure where I came down on that at the time. I'm not even sure where I come down on it right now. I always thought that I would tell exactly what I believe, and that's what I'd vote for. But there are things that I believe that I know probably don't work for other people, and I might consider that. And I think that's part of government, is considering both sides and trying to find the least or the best way of helping the most number of people. If you're in it just to make money, I hope you get out. And there is money to be made. I was shocked to when I ran for state representative, I think it was somewhere over $60,000 a year. And when I talked to people about what the job requirements were, it's kind of up to you. And there were people that were in that position, and I know of one who happened to be a dentist, I believe, who only showed up at the very minimum times that he had to show up. And then there are people that are there all the time and work their fingers to the bone trying to help their constituents and trying to help the state of Ohio. But it's kind of six of one, half a dozen the other. How many people do one way and how many people do the other way? Hopefully, for the constituents, for that person that was there only when he had to be there, hopefully they found out about that and they voted somebody else into office. That was a couple years ago when that was going on. That's the type. And then that brought up another question. What is mudslinging? Is mudslinging where you tell the truth about your opponent, or is it how do you face that? How do you determine what you're going to do? I tried not to ever say bad stuff about my opponent. I did want my opponent's positions to be known. I happen to be anti-abortion, but pro-choice. I did not like having, I would prefer that no woman ever have to have an abortion, but I didn't think it was my choice at all. I thought it was her choice, along with maybe her doctor and her husband. But I didn't feel that I had any right to make a law that said she couldn't have an abortion. That was my position. My opponent's position, and she has just voted for it, was she believed in the 6-week anti-abortion rule, which means that after 6 weeks you could not abort the fetus. And there are a lot of people that don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. So anyway, that was my position. Obviously, the people in my district were not moved by my position. But I still feel to this day that women have the right to determine that on their own. And I don't believe the government has a right to step in and tell them what they can and cannot do. There are lots of laws where there are gray areas, and some that have gray and black and white areas, and that is one of those that has lots of different areas. The gun rules that we have right now, there are all sorts of gray areas. But the very first thing is, anybody that says you can't make laws about the types of guns or anything like that, anybody who says that does not has not paid any attention to the we don't allow people to buy bazookas. We don't allow people to buy tanks. I suppose you could probably buy a tank if you were a municipality and put it in your square. But we have lots of rules about you can't buy a machine gun. There are lots of rules. So make sure that you know what you're talking about when you say that we cannot have laws about guns. There are laws about lots of different weapons. I don't think you can have... I don't believe you can have hand grenades and things like that either. So anyway, I hope you join us tomorrow. We have about three and a half more minutes to go, and I noticed that we have a person waiting for me, so I will sneak out of here as soon as I can. I hope you join us tomorrow with Swap Shop. We will have that on from 12:15. to 1 o'clock, and we have a phone number here, which is 740-383-9944. I hope you wrote that down so you can be ready to sell us your cats or sell us your mixing bowls or your toaster oven, whatever you're going to sell us tomorrow. And I hope all you people that are like those sort of thing, I love going to garage sales just to look at stuff that people have. My wife and I have a lot of really old things because we're old, but we have lots of things that I really thought were well worth a lot of money. And I went down to Garth's and had them appraise. I have a book that has all my old stuff in it, and I had them look through the pictures of my book. And when we were all set, when everything was said and done, he looked at me and he said, "Most of this is garage sale junk." I really thought I had some good stuff, and I still do to this day think I have some good stuff, but not stuff that they were interested in. Nothing of it by Da Vinci or violins by famous people. I do have a violin, and he basically told me my violin was a learning violin from way back when kids would learn on these violins. But this violin was dated in the 1700s, but it was not a great violin, so it wasn't worth anything. So I may pass it on to one of my grandkids. I do have some grandkids that, or at least one that plays a string instrument. She plays a viola, though. Wrong size for a violin. But I hope you tune in tomorrow. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and you will tune in again next week. Don't forget, we are going to have not only the Meet the Candidates Forum tomorrow night from 6 to 8 here on, and that will be live, so you can call in. And we are also going to have election night coverage on, I believe it's November 5th, it's that whatever that Tuesday is, and we will have election night coverage I get to go out and be the man on the scene at the Democratic headquarters. We're going to have somebody at the Republican headquarters. We're going to have somebody down at the Board of Elections, and we'll have a couple people up here at the station. And by the way, if you need to pick up any of the gifts that we have, the station, there'll be somebody here usually Wednesday through Friday. From now, I believe, 8 o'clock till 1 p.m., and I'm the guy at 1 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. I usually try to hang in an extra couple of minutes so that we can get the stuff out if people get here a little bit late. But hope you tune in tomorrow, or not tomorrow. Well, yes, I hope you tune in tomorrow for the forum, and also tune in tomorrow for Swap Shop. And Swap Shop will start at 12:15 tomorrow, and you can sell all your tchotchkes. I hope you have a wonderful day.
This is Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes. Methinks I am a prophet new inspired, and thus aspiring to foretell of him. His rash, fierce blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorants, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on and on, this royal throne of kings, this sceptred isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare, and I retained the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
Hey, if I were a rich man, he-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- man. I wouldn't have to work hard if I were a bitty, bitty rich. I did man. I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. I don't want to sing anymore. I'm going to pay me.
I love it, Five-ish.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. In the spirit of Halloween and fall, it's now time for a Halloween poem reading right here on WWGH Radio by Charlie Evers, Mary Ann Michaels, Martha Dowse, Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears, Marla Gibbs, Mr. McFeely, Pat Carroll, Bud Collins, Hugh Downs, and Robert Guillaume.
Halloween magic. A bald-headed ghost drank some witch's brew, and on top of his head a strange thing grew. It was pointed and tall and black as a bat, with stringy long hair where his head was flat. The sad little ghost didn't want any hair or a black pointed hat, so he said, "Witch, beware!" Then he chanted some words with a spell-casting switch, and gave Halloween night a bald-headed witch. Barbara M. Hales.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. Florence Mabel Harding was the First Lady of the United States from 1921 to 1923 as the wife of President Warren G. Harding. Known as the Duchess, she adapted well to the White House, where she gave notably elegant parties. She was the first First Lady to vote, operate a movie camera, own a radio, hold her own press conferences, and invite movie stars to the White House.
This is Tara Dyer, and I am a candidate for City Council, 5th Ward to be specific. I, along with WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, would like to remind you not to forget to vote on Tuesday, November 5th. This announcement has been paid for by the Friends of Tara Dyer.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hey Charlie, did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you. Lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. Website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com. And you can catch them on Facebook at Retrofoam of Cent Ohio.
This is Weasel Boy, and you need to listen to Charlie Evers every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. to noon, and Friday at 1.